We've covered you going to London. And you, did you go?
There's none of that true.
Well, I'm trying to work out what is true and what isn't, because it says that you went with David Whitfield.
No,
but you,
I didn't go with David Whitfield.
And you're working as a waitress in a seamy section of London?
Well, it wasn't, I would say it was, but it was when I got off the train in King's Cross, I went to a hotel for a couple of days, and because before I used to go up to London to buy
costume jewelry,
supplies for my, the costume jewelry I used to make.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I'd gone. This is funny with my mother, because she was so prudish, and yet with her having this little guest house,
mm-hmm.
we had a lot of theatrical people who used to come on, especially like the bands who would come up to Blackpool, mm-hmm. with it, a month or two. And so I sort of got to know kind of that crowd. And I know I had a girlfriend, and her name was Annie Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a singer, I think with Jack Parnell, I don't know, can't remember the name, maybe I'm wrong. But she was a famous singer, and she gave us the key, she gave myself and the a little girlfriend I had at the time, because we were just about 15 or 16, and she said, whenever you go to, London, you can always stay over at my apartment. So mm-hmm. this girlfriend and I decided, to pop off to London, and this is one time when, not the first time I went, but another time.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got there, it was kind of late when we arrived. And, we went to bed, and then we were being bitten. And when we put the lights on, the bloody bed was full of bed bugs.
Oh, dear.
So we couldn't get out of there fast enough. And we walked about. This was somewhere in Bayswater. And we walked about all night, just going to, transport cafes that were open at that time in the morning. We were just sort of wandering about, not knowing where to go. And we wouldn't go back to the place because it was, it was icky. So we'd rather, take our chances, be on the street than be in that apartment with all the bugs. So that's one time. But the first time I think I went to London, my mother, as I say, she approved of this one of these musicians with the Imanda Ross band, and they were going to Bournemouth after Blackpool, and he wanted me to go with him. I mean, it was all above board. Nothing, was going on. I was quite young, and she approved of me, of letting me going with him, this person, this guy, and she wouldn't let me go stay in London on my own.
Hmm.
And it's kind of strange. So, but when I got to Bournemouth, I got the next train back to London, and I sort of did a disappearing act, and he called my mother and said, you know, I'd gone missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I you know, and that's what happened, and that's when I went to London and arrived at King's Cross and stayed in this, you know, rather posh hotel, which was really too expensive for me.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was the only one that was kind of. I got in a, you know, a taxi, and I said, "Take me to the, you know, closest hotel."
Right.
And he took me, as I say, to this, hotel, and then a couple of days later, I set out and sort of walking and came across, you know, where they have those, billboards, signs and things with, offering work and places to stay, etc. And there was one to the waitress.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm having to kind of think on this because.
Well, one magazine said, between meals, you were kept busy serving slaps and roundhouse rights to the spivs, toffs, and teddy boys who kept trying to find out if her measurements were real. When she was tired of slinging punches as well as hash, she got a job as a housemaid.
No, I'm not sure.
It sounds good, though.
No, but it wasn't true. I wasn't, you know, aggressive. I never, ever, there's that story that I went and I tried to buy my photograph.
Mm.
And that never happened. And a photographer and newspaper, writer took me to this store that was selling them. And I just went in and I wanted, I asked if I could buy them. And there was, too much.
Hmm.
It would be too expensive for me to have done that. And I just walked out. But it says that I tried.
You were tearing them up.
Tore them up. Which is never happens.
But it sounds good.
It doesn't sound good, because it's not true.
Well, to sell newspapers.
Huh?
To sell newspapers, it sounds good.
Well, but you said you were wanting the biography.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just sort of comparing what they say with what you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Remember you sent me one of your earliest photo shoots? It would have been around 1955 or so, 1954.
Who did?
You sent me an early photo shoot, one of your first professional shots.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Another guy sent in pictures, a guy called Colin, who sent in early pictures of you too, around the same time. And one of them was maybe for the Weekend Mail £1,000 cover girl contest. Do you remember anything about that?
No.
Because one of them on the back of the pictures mentioned this contest, so maybe we thought you had these photos taken for a particular photo cover girl contest.
No.
Anyway, a lot of
you
them.
Mean that I went in for the contest?
Well, maybe.
No.
It's very similar shots were used in Span magazine in February 1955, though.
Yeah, that's what is a lot appears on your website. A lot of pictures out of those Spick and Span.
Mm.
Those little magazines.
Yes.
And they seem to, keep cropping up.
Colin said.
I guess I've got all the pictures.
Colin said, a number of years ago, my stepdad was talking to a friend and mentioned that he had a keen interest in photography. And it turned out that the guy at some point was a London photographer and passed to me a box of negatives and prints, a total of 13 different poses from a shoot he'd done during this time. The box is marked Sabrina, Norma Sykes. After looking through my site, he believes that they could be one of the earliest shots taken in a view with a striped bikini, complete with a beach ball and a floral one piece. And the pictures are of you sitting on a nylon net with a beach ball and a striped bikini. And there's another one with the same nylon net and the same beach ball in a one piece and a hat. So
I kind of remember those.
It would have been very early in your career, I would say.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's interesting.
Maybe before Sabrina.
I think so. You look very cute, though.
No, you think so? I didn't.
A lot of people did. Now, your first cover was Blighty, wasn't it? In April 1954.
Probably.
This is well before Sabrina days.
I know. I have a lot of pictures and they're like, I have them like sort of BS before Sabrina.
It'd be interesting to see those because it'd be nice to see the transition between the young you and the Sabrina you.
We've got a lot of them.
Oh, good.
A lot of them are before Sabrina.
It'd be nice to see those. 1955, everything goes.
I remember, like, I've got shoes on that kind of lace up the leg.
I haven't seen those ones.
Yes, you have them.
Have I?
They're on your site.
It's lacing up the leg. I'll have to hunt them out.
Just a little bit, you know. I mean, they just tie up the leg, up the ankle.
Right.
I mean, they don't lace all the way up the leg. I mean, they just tie at the ankle. They just kind of come round once and then tie in the bow.
Right.
And
one of the challenges is trying to get these photos into order. So I've been trying to find references to dates and get something.
I know them all.
Do you?
Yes.
Excellent. I might send you some more photos so we can work out when they might have happened, because we can sort of guess from your hairstyle, for example, but it's a bit hard to tell sometimes when photos were happening.
Yes.
So you were very busy in 55 and 56.
Well, then in 57 I did the Prince of Wales.
Yes.